All right, welcome to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and on this episode with me, I have the Duchess from Down Under, Simone Lockhart. Simone, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, doing just fine. So, first question out of this shoot, how did you get introduced into the wacky world of professional wrestling? Did you watch it as a child or a youngster?
Believe it or not, I actually didn't. Growing up, I lived in the middle of the bush, or I guess what you guys would call like a forest. So we had like three TV stations, and it was pretty much just news. So I grew up like outdoors. It was like a 15-minute drive to even collect our mail. So I actually had no idea what wrestling even was until I was in my late teens, I would say. I had joined the Navy at 18 years old, and then I had a housemate when I was, I think, 19, and she turned on Total Divas, and I was like, oh, what's this? Kind of watched a couple of episodes and then didn't really watch anything after that, and then it wasn't until even maybe my early 20s, mid-20s, one of the ships that I was posted on, our chef on the ship, a good friend of mine, Matty Jakes, he is obsessed with wrestling. So we used to work out at the gym and everything, and he used to make me sit down in our little cafe on the ship, and while we're at sea, we'd watch a bunch of wrestling, and then I really got into it. And I was the only girl that would watch it out there, and everyone else kind of thought, oh, this is silly, like, why are you watching this for? And eventually the boys one day were like, Simi, you could really do this. So that's how I actually got into wrestling and watching it. And so I was definitely a late starter, that's for sure.
Okay. So what did you get introduced into? Was it WWE? And if so, what were like what were you watching? What was your like your favorites or what can you remember?
Definitely WWE. We were watching a bit of New Japan, trying to keep up with what was happening in Australia as well. I don't know if you keep up with that, but Australian wrestling is absolutely booming at the moment. But the boys used to record, obviously, like SmackDown and Raw. And then when we were home, or even if we weren't home, the boys would actually record WrestleMania and all of those events. And we would then have little parties at like one of each other's houses and stuff like that. And it was kind of like how we all got together after work and bonded that way and had a little party ourselves.
Oh, okay. Very, very cool. Do you have any favorites in any of the promotions or companies that you watched?
I have a lot of favorites, to be honest, and all for very different reasons. Obviously, coming from an Australian background, I watch a lot of like Toni Storm, Shazza McKenzie, Madison Eagles. I love Bea Priestley as well. She's from New Zealand. But then I also love, you know, your regular WWE as well. Like, I had John Cena as my ringtone for a couple of years there. I loved Eva Marie because I absolutely love her look. Love Lita. I love the style of wrestling that she does. So I have quite a few favorites out there. That's not all of them.
All right, very cool. So you had mentioned that the Australian wrestling scene is booming too. What should people be looking for? What promotions?
Everyone should be looking out for PWA. They're actually located in Sydney. And if you've ever heard of Robbie Eagles and Madison Eagles, Robbie Eagles is actually currently signed to New Japan. So I trained with them on and off for about 6 months before I got to America. I was still in the Navy then, so it was kind of like I'd be there for a couple of weeks and then I'll be away for a month. So it was on and off, but they're the ones that, you know, got me started and helped me on my way to America. And then I had pretty much a year's break before I started training again because I lived in Hawaii for a little bit and moved around and kind of got myself settled in. But PWA in Sydney is definitely the one to watch at the moment. But there is actually a few around this. There's MCW down in Melbourne. There's also a promotion in Newcastle as well. There's some in the western side of the country as well. So everything's starting to grow a bit there in the past few years, which is awesome.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So what then, besides you said you was it a shipmate that said you should do this? Anything else that kind of pushed you to deciding to do this as a thing?
Growing up, I was definitely very sporty. I started track and field when I was 4 years old because my dad was a running coach. So I joined a little thing, what we call Little Athletics. And I was a state champion javelin thrower, state champion across the years in long jump, the 800, shot put. I also played competitive netball, which is similar to basketball, but you can't bounce the ball and there's no backboard. So it's really big in Australia, but not too big in America. Also played a bit of football growing up. I was really into sports. That was like kind of my thing. And it was always a joke that you could break a chair of my back and I would never get hurt. I seemed to never break any bones or anything like that playing sports. So it's just kind of, you know, a joke that I could get beaten around. I thought, well, you know what, with my athletic background and not seeming to be able to get hurt, touch wood, that I might be able to give wrestling a shot.
Oh, I see. Very cool. So you did a little bit of training while you were still in the Navy. Did that go okay?
Yeah, it was really good there at PWA. They absolutely, like, they train you to the max, which I absolutely loved. And with my military background, it was kind of, the training was very similar. They would push you really hard, but the training was exceptional. So I was really sad to leave there, but I definitely still keep in contact with a lot of people back there. They keep up to date with Rocky Mountain Pro and what's happening out there, which is really cool. So I was really grateful to be able to do that. But yeah, they knew it wasn't too long before I was heading to America.
Yeah. So then what was the decision to move to, you said Hawaii, then to the mainland?
Mm-hmm. I actually came to America. It's a weird circumstance, but I won a green card, which is a 10-year permanent residency visa in the green card lottery. So I entered this lottery thinking there's no way I'm going to win this because the year I applied, 14 million people applied and only 50,000 people get them. So I applied thinking nothing was going to happen. And then I checked it one day and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to America. So I started off in Hawaii. I'd actually never been to the mainland. I'd been to Hawaii a few times with the Navy. So I had a few friends there. So I thought, you know, before I came to the mountains, I needed to get 4 months of surfing and beach in. And thought I'd catch up with some friends. And then it was always just going to be that 4 month stay there. And then I was going to head over, do some traveling around a few states, and then head over to Colorado.
Oh, so was Colorado in the plan all along, or?
It was. Colorado, I feel like, has a lot to offer. I come from a very small town of 3,500 people. And, you know, we lived on one side of town and you walk out onto the balcony and you can see the other side of town. There's one set of traffic lights. It was very small. And but I really love live sports. And I really like the outdoors and hiking and stuff like that. So Colorado having the mountains and amazing hiking here with all the 14ers. But it's also got the city. So, you know, I've been to the Broncos games and the Rockies games and all of those kind of things. And then also the attraction of, I had looked online of like what wrestling schools and stuff like that. And the fact that Colorado had the hiking, had the sports, and it also had Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, that attracted me as well.
Oh, so just like basically a little bit of a variety is what kind of attracted you.
Yep, I'm always keeping busy, so I needed to have a bit of everything here.
All right. So then you got hooked up with Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. How did that go in the beginning there?
It's been really good the whole time. I got to Colorado in, I think it was September, and I'd kept in contact with Matt Yaden because I'd actually contacted him when I lived in Australia. And so we had each other on like Instagram, and I think I'd posted a photo of me over in Golden doing a hike, and he had messaged me and said, when are you coming over? And I was like, I'm just trying to set myself up with a job and everything, and I'll be there. And yeah, sure enough, 2 months later in November, I headed over there and had a tryout, and then yeah, I've been there ever since.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool. All right. So then got hooked up, pretty much got thrust into the roster and have skyrocketed ever since. I would have to say, how was your first match? What was your thought process?
My first match. So I started training in November, and then I debuted at our first women's Respect Wrestling show. So that was in January. So only 2 months later. And I actually had my first match with Rochelle Riveter, who is an awesome wrestler. I absolutely love Rochelle. And I was kind of a little shocked because, you know, back home and here, I'd kind of been warned, oh, your first match would be like 3 to 5 minutes, like, you know. And then I got there and they're like, all right, so it's 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But it was a really good experience. Like, our respect shows are awesome. So the, you know, the atmosphere was really good. Wrestling with Rochelle, she's so nice. She's such a good person to, you know, share the ring with. I had a really good time there, so it was awesome.
Yeah, cool. All right. I mean, I was of course there, so you just weren't expecting to have to go that long for your first match, huh?
No, I was shocked.
Cool. And so far, you know, I'm kind of burying a little bit of the top stuff, but we'll get there in just a moment. So far, who've like been your like your favorite opponents to work with?
Oh, I don't know if I have an absolute favorite. I actually really like working with pretty much anyone that I come across. I'm always learning new things off other people. Different styles of wrestling, different levels of experience, different characters. So I don't actually know if I could say that I have an absolute favorite.
Okay. I get you. So you're able to take a little bit of everything that you experience with different opponents.
Yeah, they've always been positive though, so that's a good thing.
All right. Okay. Then you, I mean, being in the, you know, roster for such a short amount of time, you captured the, Lock Etch Championship quickly. What was that like? How'd that feel?
It was definitely a surprise. I mean, again, that was with Rochelle Riveter. So, she has been a, you know, she's been in all of the big parts, you know, in my short wrestling career so far. It was definitely a shock. I was not expecting that to happen so soon, but sometimes you just got to work smarter and not harder.
I gotcha. Okay. Okay, so then I'll go ahead and follow up a question with that. Now you are champ. You are Simone two belts, I guess you could say, and just fresh off capturing the toughest woman in the Lucha Libre and Laughs, and your in your debut with them, right?
Crazy, right? That was my debut,
and you know, beating what people have said is probably you know, the standard for Colorado wrestling when it comes to the women's side, and that's beating the fiercest feline out there, Alligato. I mean,
yeah.
So
I was myself.
So how does it feel being a double champ?
It's definitely crazy, that's for sure. I mean, as you know, Ali has been the champ at Triple L for such a long time, and she's also been the backbone of our Lockettes division at Rocky Mountain Pro and really Colorado wrestling. So, you know, I've always had a lot of respect for Ali, and I've always learned so much from her as well. So that was really important for me to have that match with her. But I was absolutely mind blown that that happened. So being double champ is, hey, it's what the Duchess is born for. That's why I wear the crown, right?
I gotcha. Yeah. So you got your eyes on more gold, maybe a triple, or you know, maybe even like a if I don't know if you're familiar with the vendors, like a you know, a Infinity Gauntlet, you know, maybe having four championships and different promotions. What do you think?
Hey, I am part of the Triumphant, and we are always looking for that gold, so I would never say no. And you know, I've always got my eyes on the prize.
Yeah, okay. Since you've had kind of a short career so far, but have you had any of those moments in where you're thinking to yourself, you know, either, you know, before you have a match or during a match or even after or something that happened, going, God, I can't believe I got to do that?
Absolutely. And I don't know if that will ever leave me as well. Competing in track and field for, gosh, it would have been about 12, 14 years. I still remember like being on that starting line. And one thing I do when I'm nervous is I yawn. And so I still remember right up until I stopped doing track and field that I would step on that starting line and I'm there yawning. And people are looking at me like, why are you yawning? Are you tired? And I'm like, no, I'm nervous. So I'm always just like, I always kind of say to people, if you've ever seen the movie The Truman Show, I'm always like, I feel like I'm living in The Truman Show. Like, this can't be real.
Somebody's manipulating the strings and pulling the
Yeah.
strings. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. But what about in the wrestling scene, any of those kind of awe moments? I can't believe that happened and we got to do that.
Absolutely. Like, obviously, winning both titles, both of those moments straight after, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe that's happened. And even in my short wrestling career, I've been able to share the ring with Shotzi Blackheart, Leo Hosaka, which has been absolutely crazy. And the just all of the wrestling experiences that we've really got here in Colorado, I feel like it's booming as well. I feel like I'm at wrestling almost every day. The past week I wrestled three shows. I've been touching on like lucha and all that kind of stuff. So there's definitely a lot of moments, and I feel like it's going to keep happening for sure. Like, wrestling opens a lot of doors and there's a lot of opportunities out there. So I'm already shocked with what's already happened in the last 6 months, but I'm also excited what's going to happen in the next 6 months and further on.
Yeah. So that was actually going to be my next question. And you've now branched out and doing some lucha shows. How has that been? How do you like find that environment?
It's definitely different to our wrestling, but I'm always up for learning more. That's one thing I'll always do is try and, progress on what I'm already doing and be better. And I think, wrestling in different promotions and wrestling different people, wrestling different styles, all of that's really important for me to be able to progress and, get better in wrestling. And I do have a lot to work on. And yeah, it's only been 6 months, so I'm really excited to see, where I'd be in like 2 years or something like that, even 1 year.
Yeah, okay. So, well, what do you have like your eye on now? Anything you're looking to do in the near future, like promotion wise or things that you'd like to do?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if I'm seeking out anything in particular. I'm definitely always open to opportunities. I really wouldn't mind starting to, travel interstate, do different promotions, and definitely like outside of Colorado as well, definitely outside of Denver, because I feel like, the Duchess can't be confined to one state. She's got to see all of America. I've only seen six states, so I got to get out there.
I got you. All right. So now, what about do you have any like dream opponents for, that can happen anywhere, anytime, anyhow that you like to get in the ring with?
Oh, I would definitely say that my top three would actually be Kira. Oh, do I have three or do I have four? I'm gonna go for four. So the four girls that I really look up to in the ring and I would love to share the ring with one day is Kira Hogan. Kira, when I was living in Hawaii, she had actually had a competition. She'd got her first ever figurine and she was giving it away. It was signed and she'd put it out there that she was going to specifically choose someone. You just had to say like, what wrestling means to you or anything like that. And I just kind of shared my story with her, and then she hit me up on Instagram and said, "Hey, I couldn't stop looking back at your comment, and I actually have it here. It's on my TV unit, and I look at it every day." So she's been a really big inspiration for me. Just seeing her come up in the indies, and like, I absolutely love her character. She's an amazing wrestler and she's really kind as well. So I'd love, love, love to share the ring with her one day. And I also love watching Impact. So I also love Tessa Blanchard. So she is awesome and she heads to Australia every now and again. She is an exceptional wrestler. Like, everything about her. And then also Toni Storm over in NXT UK. She is an absolute champion. She's been around in Australia for quite a few years. And, you know, I am forever watching her, as well as Bea Priestley. I think it was actually my first wrestling show in Australia that I think I had only been training for maybe like a month or something like that. And PWA had had a show, and Will Ospreay and Bea Priestley were there. So it was really awesome to meet them, and they're both incredible wrestlers. Like, if I can be that athletic one day, I'll be happy. They're both great. Yeah. So they're my top four, I'd say.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts? Okay. So, you know, there's, of course, WOW Superstars, and there's, of course, Impact that does tapings, and I believe both in Las Vegas. So what are your thoughts about maybe, you know, looking into that and meeting up with at least a couple of those?
WOW and Impact, if I could ever have that chance, you know, I would scoop it up, and I would do everything that I could to take up that opportunity. Both of those promotions I really enjoy watching, especially WOW. Like, that's, I love not just the wrestling, but also the character, the drama, the costumes, like the gear, all that kind of stuff. So I really, really love watching WOW and seeing all the different characters and stuff come through there as well. So both of those I would absolutely love to.
Yeah, okay. I'll follow up a question on that. So WOW is, you know, all women for the most part, and, you know, with their storylines and things like that. Do you see any parallels with the Respect Women's wrestling when it, you know, and WOW?
I definitely could see it moving up there, you know, in such a short period of time. I'm sure you've seen the growth in our Respect shows. I was so surprised. It's only been like 3-4 months, and we're having sold out shows. The characters of our women, the wrestling is awesome. I think it's actually one of my favorite shows to wrestle. It's a really cool wrestling environment, but, you know, I could definitely see the support growing. You know, we may need to get a bigger venue, and maybe it could become something like WOW.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all we'd have to do is, at this point, you know, is try to get a little bit of storylines from, you know, event to event, and I think it would, you know, could rival, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah.
All right. So then, how do you like the Respect Women's Wrestling being out there to really shine a spotlight on that? You know, there are a lot of women wrestlers in Colorado, not even across the country that come in as well for the promotion.
Yeah, we definitely have. We've had in the past, and we have upcoming, some amazing names of women across the country. And to see the support for people coming, not only for those names, but also for the Colorado women's wrestlers, you know, we've seen a lot of support at those shows. And, you know, we're still at Rocky Mountain Pro, and we still have really strong storylines and wrestling matches there and everything. But I'm definitely blown away by the amount of support that we've been receiving. You know, I think it is starting to spread, and, you know, people will message me on Facebook or Instagram, and they'll be like, hey, how can we watch your Respect show? And it's really cool that we do get to stream that one on Twitch, so that people can watch it. And it's not just kind of like hidden away. So I think that's really cool as well.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So then do you you have your title, or your eye on the title there in Respect, trying to go after Bentley Powell?
Oh, you know it. Kelly passed my girl, but hey, I'll take anything to be Duchess Three Belts, that's for sure.
Duchess Three Belts, I love it. Very cool. The triple threat.
Yes.
All right. So, well, I want to thank you for coming on this episode of Wrestling with Altitude. But before I let you go, if people wanted to follow up with you, like on social media, where could they do that?
So I have my Instagram is Duchess_SimoneLockhart. I also have a Facebook page. You can either search Simone Lockhart or Duchess.SimoneLockhart. And then I do also have a Twitter. which is actually Lockhart Simmi, Simmi. So I'm pretty active on there, and I try to reply to as many people as I can. But you also gotta keep in mind that you might see a lot of Australian posts and a lot of Australian animals there that you might get scared by. So.
Well, that's goes with the territory, no pun intended, huh? Cool. All right. Well, once again, I thank you for coming on, and everybody, keep up with Simone Lockhart and with her advancement of her wrestling career.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Once again, a big thank you to Simone Lockhart for coming on to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast for this episode and introducing herself to all the listeners and letting them all know a little bit more about her. All right, let's go ahead and continue and talk about what happened last week, what I got to experience last week when it came to the wrestling shows and events. So we had our Rocky Mountain Pro Ignition and Charged TV tapings and live TV, Icon Right Now TV. They're continuing to get steam rolling onto their big milestone event happening on June 30th. If you speaking of which, if you want to get tickets, you can either get tickets at a show, save your service fees if you get them direct, contact your favorite RMP wrestler, and you can get tickets from them as well. Or you can also buy them online via, I believe, Summit Music Hall's website. But do like I did and get them at the show and save yourself some money and basically the service fees. Then on Friday, Lucha Libre and Laughs had their anniversary show, and it was hot, figuratively and literally, as the AC in the Oriental Theater was not working that night. Figuratively, because in my opinion, each one of the matches that happened that night could have been the main event. It was great seeing people that we have not seen in a while, and somebody I was really excited to see for the first time, and that was special shout out to Royce Isaacs and Jarrell Nelson of the 1%. Of course, seeing Royce, good friend, and it was nice to see them in the 1% roles, and they took on the Seidel brothers. Yes, those Seidel brothers, formerly known as one of them as Evan Bourne, and then of course Mike and Matt. So then we continued on that weekend with New Era Wrestling held their show at Mile High Comics. And good show. Unfortunately, I think our attendance was down just a little bit because some famous country singer was in town named Garth Brooks doing his tour. But, yours truly, the diehard wrestling fan, not so much of a country fan. So I went and saw all my wrestling friends there at New Era. All right, well, let's go ahead and transition from there and talk about what we have coming up this weekend. And we are going to go ahead on Thursday, start the wrestling weekend off with Rocky Mountain Pro, Ignition and Charge. Like I said there just a little while ago, continuing on getting built up, ramped up for Milestone. Want to get tickets for Rocky Mountain Pro? You can get them at rmpwrestling.com, or you can get them on site at an event, or even from your favorite wrestler. Then on Friday, we got CSW, Colorado Springs Wrestling, is holding their breakdown event for this month. They're, I believe, at the Playing Field Bar there in Colorado Springs and 3958 North Academy Boulevard, unit number 112. Doors open at 6:30. Show, I believe, starts at 7. Going to be all kinds of great matches. Delta Jr. is putting his championship up against Animal Sam, and I believe Jimbo Lucas will be in a match action as well. So there's that. Then on Saturday, we have Respect Women's Wrestling at Herman's Hideaway. Gonna have all kinds of great talent coming in, as well as the local talent, like we had talked to with Simone Lockhart. We got, of course, her, she's going to be in action. Heidi Howitzer, Ari Aurora, of course, Ali Gatto, as well as some other local talent. We got some incoming talent. Sue Young's going to be there. Solo Darling scheduled to appear as well. And a few others that you may know, but just are escaping my memory right now. And then after this show, we are having a after-show concert by Jeff Hardy. Yes, that Jeff Hardy. So it should be a great meet and greet after the concert with him. So it's going to be packed. It's going to be fun. So that's all that I know of that's sticking out in my head that's coming up this weekend. But before we go, let me thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. If you like this show, go ahead and subscribe or stay subscribed to this feed. And you can catch other great shows such as All Beer Inside, the Viewervision Showcase, Wrestling Cheers, and so much more. Want to get in contact with the show? Facebook, Twitter. Twitter is WrestleAltitude. Website, WrestlingWithAltitude.com. Email, podcast@WrestlingWithAltitude.com as well. So thank you all for listening and having fun wrestling with altitude.